This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are welcome to call in and talk live here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We're an open lines current events radio program that's on 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. No matter where you are in the world, you can look that up. I got the internet. It's great for that. And it's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Chris.
Whatever's on your mind, you're welcome to call in and talk about it. We've got David on Skype here, so the audio is pretty good. And David was getting to a point that I kind of interrupted, so I wanted to let him make that point. David, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I won't get to all my points, and I won't try to because there's so many, but I'll go that direction. First of all, let me respond to two things that you said, Mark. One, to my answer to your question, is the small nations don't
matter. Hold on, you got to repeat the question where not everybody's listening the whole time.
Yeah, well, you had said something about questioning the one world government attempt, giving an example of the small nations like St. Kitts, Nevis, whatever else you said.
Yep.
And let's clarify what you did say. You said something about them getting back together or separating.
They were at one point British protectorates, and they attempted to, at one point they were sort of, grouped together, and then St. Kitts and Nevis broke off, but Nevis wanted to kind of be with Anguilla. I don't know. It's all kind of a mixed up thing. I'm just wondering, when we talk about a one world government, obviously we in America, we see this as a threat and everything, but the politicians see it as a threat too. They don't want, they don't want to be told what to do. They want to have their sovereignty, their autonomy, and
that was the other thing I wanted to respond to what you said. The politicians don't matter. They're replaceable. They're interchangeable. The politicians don't have the money that drives the machine. It's whoever it is behind the politicians supplying the money that's whose motives we're talking about. The politicians don't matter a whit. One little bit. And as far as the Anguilla and whatever, it doesn't matter if three of them get together and form a new nation. And it doesn't. And it's even better if from the one world government's viewpoint, if three small nations split up into split up into three individual smaller nations. That's even better, because if I'm going to militarily tell you what the hell you're going to do after I control the U.S. and Europe and so on, the smaller you are, the easier it is for me to kill you. And so they don't matter. But like I said, that's not what I called about. What I called about is it's related, because the only reason I'm listening to you right now, the only reason I even know you exist, is because my government, the state of New Mexico through the county of Bernalillo, with the government of the United States sitting on its fat ass and not doing anything to protect my constitutional rights. The only reason I'm paying attention to you or any of this is because my children were trafficked 10 years ago. I think there have been lots of good books and movie thrillers that have been written about that scenario where somebody's wife or their children are kidnapped. And then there's a real exciting movie that goes on for 2 hours.
Right.
After that event, and that's what happened to me. My children disappeared overnight. They were kidnapped by the state. I didn't have any warning, and I never saw them again. Okay, that's what happened to me, and that's why I pay attention, and that's why for 10 years I've been doing nothing but connecting the dots as to what the hell happened to me, what the hell is going on, and when I call you guys, I get a few seconds to connect, one more dot or a half a dot or two dots, and there are thousands of them that I've identified, and the one world thing, that's just a couple. couple of them, and because you were talking about that immediately before bringing me on, so I connect a couple of my dots to what you said, so that nobody can accuse me of hijacking the conversation. Not that you care about that here, but that's actually there. Let me connect another dot. In other, you're a radio station, and you do Free Talk Live, and you do it really well. You do it better than anyone else, because on any other venue, I'd have already been hung up on 5 minutes ago. Because the second you start talking about something on our local radio, and I won't name them, and I don't know why I can't name them, but I don't want to risk getting hung up on. And it's not Kiva, the one that carries you right now. Kiva doesn't do any of that, but Kiva's competitor does. They censor anything that starts to show a bad light on people that come on their radio station and provide content for them to sell advertising against that goes into their bank account. So the second I start critiquing some politician that's a guest right now, or was a guest last week, or is going to come on next week.
Yeah, they really hate that, David, I got to say. But radio stations, they want to have those local politicians on. They know that's what brings revenue in. And when somebody calls in and, starts sticking the needles to the local politicians, I've watched radio hosts lose their jobs over that stuff. It's not that I agree with it, but I understand why they do it, and I know that they're going to do it.
Right, and I understand it too, and I certainly don't agree with it. And I've been basically walking the fine line for the last 10 years, getting banned and censored in every different way. I'm whistleblowing is what I'm doing, and they're shutting me up. And like I said, I've told you to the point where the radio station that's owned by the citizens of the state of New Mexico, KUNM, at the University of New Mexico. They not only banned me, they called Sergeant Guevara of the UNM Police Department, who then called me and was telling me how he was going to arrest me.
I'm surprised they could even do all that. I mean, you'd think that a radio station that's owned by the people of the state. I appreciate the call, David. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That wouldn't even be able to keep somebody off. Whatever the case may be, the government kind of does what the government wants to do, and apparently they've taken the money from a family, about $58,000, Johnny Ray.
That's right.
These people were traveling with some money, and they got it confiscated?
Some people with traveling to and from Albania.
Okay.
And I apologize, because I don't know where to begin with some of the names.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll do our best.
That's the disclaimer.
This is from Cleveland.com. It says the story is by the Washington Post. A 64-year-old Cleveland, Ohio man is suing U.S. Customs and Border Protection after agents strip-searched him at an airport in October and took more than $58,000 in cash from him without charging him with any crime, according to a federal lawsuit filed this week in Ohio. Customs agents seized the money through a process known as civil asset forfeiture.
Civil asset forfeiture is different than criminal asset forfeiture in that no crime has to have been committed. Nobody has to have been charged.
Known as civil asset forfeiture, a law enforcement technique that allows authorities to take cash and property.
They didn't say a criminal technique.
From people who are never convicted or even charged with a crime. The practice is widespread at the federal level. In 2017, federal authorities seized more than $2 billion in assets from people.
Jeez.
A net loss similar in size to annual losses from residential burglaries in the United States.
The government competing with burglaries.
And losing.
Yeah.
Or winning.
Winning. More steal more from people than burglaries.
Customs says it suspects that the petitioner in the case, Rustem Kazazi, was involved in smuggling, drug trafficking, or money laundering. Kazazi strongly denies those allegations and says that the agency is violating federal law by keeping his money without filing any formal complaint against
him. If they suspect that, then you'd think they would charge him. But, I mean, a bunch of people have no responsibility for charging you, for charging this man, have refused to charge this man and just took his money. That shows you how little they believe this suspicion that they have.
And I got to go back to the punctuation on that. They suspected the man of smuggling, drug trafficking, or money laundering. Like, out of those three, they couldn't narrow it down to one.
He just has money.
He's just got money.
I suspect, that's saying, you know, of course a law enforcement officer suspects somebody with a bunch of cash to be doing those things. That's their job. They immediately are supposed to assume that. But that doesn't make it illegal to travel with that kind of money.
Right.
Now, you're supposed to declare that. If you're traveling more than $10,000 in cash, you're supposed to declare it.
Travel with crypto.
Well, there's that. And that's just another reason why you should look at a crypto as an investment. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. You can call in and comment on this story we're reading, which is an Albanian family robbed by the U.S. Customs of about almost $60,000 on the flimsiest of claims here. And or anything else here at Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I can imagine that it would make you, you know, lose some sleep if you lost that kind of money. But, you know, not saying that MyPillow will help you recover sleep in that situation, but if you're having trouble sleeping, you know, you've got head, you've got neck pain, maybe headaches during the day, MyPillow is a solution that you should start with. Certainly less costly than a mattress, which, you know, maybe the mattress is the right thing too. I can tell you that, you know, I sleep better now with my mattress too, but I carry MyPillow with me. I don't carry my mattress with me. Just goes to show my attachment to MyPillow. It's we got a deal here. So you go to MyPillow.com. You can get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price and get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. Don't take my word for it. Yes, I love MyPillow and I do carry it with me. But think about a pillow that holds your head and neck in the right position rather than one of those awful down things like I used to use. Or even better, that you can wash it, because it doesn't have those disgusting skin mites or whatever the heck they are, the dust mites that eat dead skin and ugh, in there. Wash on a regular basis. And if you don't like your MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it, so there's really no danger. It's a full refund. It's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL.
Kazazi is a retired officer with the Albanian police who relocated with his family to the United States in 2005 after receiving visas through the State Department's lottery program. They became U.S. citizens in 2011. After more than a decade away...
Sounds pretty dedicated, you know, hardworking folks. All right.
Kazazi planned a trip to Albania last fall to visit relatives, make repairs on a family property, and potentially purchase a vacation home. He took $58,100 in U.S. currency with him.
Doesn't surprise me that you might have to have cash to buy a vacation home in Albania.
The product of 12 years of savings by Kazazi, his wife Lila, and his son Errol, who is finishing a chemical engineering degree at Cleveland State University, according
to
the lawsuit.
Errol.
Right.
The family lives in Parma Heights, a suburb of Cleveland. In an interview translated by his son, Rustem Kazazi said safety concerns prompted him to take cash on his trip rather than wire the funds to a local bank. The crime in Albania is much worse than it is here, he said. Other people that have made large withdrawals from Albanian banks.
Right. The teller says that, you know, hey, there's this person just made a large withdrawal.
Right.
Hit him.
Have had people intercept them and take their money. The exchange rates and fees are also excessive.
So he wanted to carry cash. Like, this is the thing, is that the United States Customs Service is basically criminalizing carrying cash.
Right.
Look, I understand. A lot of people who are carrying cash are probably criminals. But that doesn't mean everybody is. And if they're coming to you and they're demanding their money back, you know, don't hold these people's money. Criminals, drug cartels aren't coming to you and saying, hey, we want our money back.
No, that's the government response is a one-size-fits-all, regardless of the problem. You know, if the problem is the perception of people evading taxes through cash or whatever it happens to be, they're going to come down with the law and they're going to come down with an arbitrary number. In this case, $10,000.
Yep.
Right? You do anything north of that and we're just going to assume that you're involved in drugs, money laundering, or something evil.
Well, let's not forget that Kazazi, that's this guy's name?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, in order to get caught, in all likelihood, he reported this money. Because you're supposed to report any money above $10,000 that you're carrying. And I don't see how U.S. Customs and Border Patrol would have found out. I mean, I've traveled internationally before. I have traveled internationally recently, just a few weeks ago. And he's a U.S. citizen. I'm a U.S. citizen. I didn't deal with U.S. Borders and Border and Customs Patrol or whatever the Customs and Border Patrol on my way out. It was on my way in that I dealt with them.
It's probably protection.
Customs protection, yeah. whatever it is. So my guess is he told them that he had more than $10,000, because you're asked to declare that, and he's a cop, and, you know, a good American, just recently became a citizen, so he's wanted to help, and, you know, he told them. So they said, you have that much money? We're taking it from you. You can prove that you weren't doing it. It'll take months. Good luck.
Albanian contractors often prefer dollars and euros over the local currency, Kazazi said.
I'll bet.
For those reasons, he said, many expatriates who return to visit Albania bring large amounts of cash with them. On October 24th, Kazazi arrived at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport to begin the first leg of his journey, which would take him to Newark to connect with an international flight.
And this doesn't just happen on international flights. I mean, people are being stopped all over America. All levels of government are seizing people's money based on the flimsiest of excuses.
I am.
They basically, the excuse is, we saw cash.
Right.
Cash is bad.
Right. At this point, Kazazi has not left the country. All he is, he's in Cleveland. He's got a connecting flight in Newark, right?
Yep.
Correct. All right. So in the U.S., within our borders.
Yeah, these Customs and Border Patrol agents are nothing but, in this case, glorified highwaymen.
Right.
He carried the cash in three counted and labeled bundles in his carry-on bag, he said.
Sounds like a good place to keep it. I wouldn't put it in my checked luggage.
Right.
Along with receipts from recent bank withdrawals and documentation pertaining to his family's property in Tirana, the Albanian capital.
Amazing. This guy's got paperwork that shows the provenance of this money.
Right.
And these nimrods, these C students, these barely scraping by, mouth-breathing dullards that work for the Customs and Border Patrol agency, they're like, oh, no, we see cash. Our boss told us to get the cash. We see the cash. We're going to get the cash. I don't care if there's a receipt for it. It says where it's come from. I don't care if he was a police officer in some communist country, some halfway around the world, with godless heathens and Muslims or what the hell they are.
Hey, Bob. We get to keep it, too.
Right. God, they probably got a spiff.
No, they get to keep it. Most law enforcement agencies, when they do civil asset forfeiture,
get to keep
the money.
Yep. America, this is why I say your nation is crumbling. This is why I say you don't have anything like a nation of laws. These are law enforcement officers and the same people that you defend constantly.
There's your thin blue line.
They're criminals. No, the local law enforcement officers did not go up to these Customs and Border Patrol agents. They did not pull their guns. They did not put them on the ground. And they did not take this man's money back for them. These cops don't work for you. They work for these are the king's men. Be serious. Be serious. How can you defend this? But you will. You'll go on tomorrow. The Pledge of Allegiance comes on. You'll put your hand over your heart. And you'll say, yep, I pledge allegiance to these criminals.
Fealty.
That's all it is. It's swearing to the king's men. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I'm sorry. I've just read too many of these stories where they've robbed too many people.
Yep.
This system's corrupt. And if you don't call it out, you're corrupt too. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Many legal experts say it's probably not a good idea for President Trump to appear before the grand jury in the Russia probe, and one member of his legal team says they'll go to court to block any effort to subpoena him. The question most experts are asking is, can a president pardon himself in a criminal case? Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani on the president and the Constitution.
Has no intention of pardoning himself, but doesn't say he can't.
Even if he can, should he do it? Congressman Kevin McCarthy is the House Republican Majority Leader.
The president has never said he'd pardon himself. I don't know where the president would go forward pardoning himself, but I don't think a president should pardon himself.
And if he did, says Giuliani,
it would lead to probably an immediate impeachment.
Giuliani on both NBC and ABC, Congressman McCarthy on CNN State of the Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. There's a family, U.S. citizens, had their money taken from them on the way to a foreign country to buy some vacation property. This is, you know, a specific story, but, you know, it said $2 billion were taken from people in the United States, civil asset forfeitures. And this civil asset forfeiture stuff is really nothing but highway robbery perpetrated by law enforcement officers across America at all levels. And sanctioned by your government. And it's disgusting. It is outrageous. And there basically is nothing that any of us can do about it. And it's really, really frustrating to me. I hate it. One thing I've got to say is cryptocurrency. Well, I've gone from one location to another in different geopolitical zones. I've spent, and I've spent cryptocurrency on both sides of my trip, and the government can't do anything about it. Nothing. And that's one of the great things about Zencash. Zencash is it's technology that enables you to spend money wherever you want through an app on your phone, and it's private if you wanted to. There's no single point of failure. They've got 11,000 secure nodes, and apparently there was a what they call a 51% attack. That doesn't mean there were 51% of the nodes that were attacking, but
correct.
That's what it's called. What happened?
I'm just going by their statement online. The Zencash network was the target of a 51% attack on 2 June at approximately 10:43 p.m., so that was last night,
yep.
Eastern Daylight Time. They executed a number of mitigation procedures, including receiving the warning from one of their pool operators, immediately initiating an investigation, and evaluating the distribution of hash power. That's all the collective miners that are contributing to it. And while they were doing that, they contacted exchanges to increase the confirmation time. So where a typical crypto transaction has to be approved by other people in the system, you know, say six times. And
Other computers. Automatically.
Right. They increased that to like 100, so they really slowed down. And basically you have a couple bad actors attempting to wreak havoc with the system.
I think that's great, frankly, that happened. The price didn't seem affected at all, so it shows that people are unconcerned, investors are unconcerned in this. And to me, you got to take some arrows before you're a real crypto. And I think Zencash, got some maturity last night.
Right.
Came through it real well. I'm impressed. And I will say this: I don't give much investment advice on the show, but I did. I do manage some crypto, and I went in on Zencash recently. So in the last couple of days, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was the day before, maybe it was the day before that. I'm not entirely sure, but very recently. Just go out, find out more. Secure private transactions, Zencash.com, one of the most secure networks out there, Zencash.com. So this family had about $60,000 that they were trying to take to buy a vacation home, potentially, in Albania. You don't want to take – some of these countries, you don't want to wire money to a bank and then take the money out of the bank, because then the teller's in cahoots with some criminal, tells them, hey, there's somebody with $60,000 walking out the bank door. They're wearing a red shirt. And, you know, the criminal just waylays them and takes their money. That's a nice little gig.
Right.
And who could say that the teller is the bad guy? Who knows? Just a text message that's erased off a phone? Yeah, you can see why somebody might want to take their money with them in cash. And they followed all the rules by the looks of it. Customs and Border Patrol took their money. Just said, hey, I've got more than $10,000. I'm declaring that because that's your rule. Okay, well, we'll take that from you because we suspect that you've got it for bad reasons.
Right. Well, not to mention that this guy actually took the time to bundle, along with the money, receipts from all his bank withdrawals, receipts for the property, you know, that he was going to purchase or pertaining to his family's property.
Yep.
I mean,
he's prepared.
Right. He tries to do the right thing.
He did do the right thing. Well, yeah. Reporting it to the police is not the right thing, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
According to a translated declaration that Kazazi provided to the court as part of the lawsuit, TSA employees discovered the cash in his bag during a routine security check.
Okay.
And alerted Customs and Border Protection.
Okay. So maybe he didn't report it, because that was the only way I could figure they could have found it. But what happened was TSA found the cash. So when would he have declared it anyway if it wasn't TSA? If it was after? I mean, he didn't even have an opportunity to declare it.
We may discover that.
Yeah.
They asked me some questions, which I could not understand, as they spoke too quickly, according to Kazazi's declaration.
Right. So he's a U.S. citizen. He had to take the exam. That means he has to speak some level of English. But that doesn't mean that he can necessarily understand the English. Where did he go out of? If he was in Boston, no wonder.
I asked them for an interpreter and asked to call my family, but they denied my request.
Well, they probably didn't have an Albanian interpreter on hand.
The CBP agents led Kazazi to a small windowless room and conducted multiple searches of him and his belongings, he said. According to Kazazi's declaration, the agents asked him to remove all of his clothing and gave him a blanket to cover the lower portion of his body.
I wouldn't know when to report money prior to, I wouldn't even know when to report it.
Don't you do that? Don't you fill out the form? Do they give you the form to fill out while you're on the plane?
That's what my experience is.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know when you would report this.
No, that to me is, that's your first opportunity to report anything, isn't it?
Kazazi said that a man wearing rubber gloves then started searching different areas of my body.
As though the money with the receipts on it isn't enough.
Kazazi characterized the search as a strip search in an interview translated by his son. I felt my rights violated, he said.
Yeah, they were.
The search has turned up nothing. No drugs,
they're
no contraband.
They're jiggling your jewels and blue gloves. They're violating your rights. I'm sorry.
No evidence of any illegal activity, according to the lawsuit. But the agents took Kazazi's money.
Of course they did.
Even more alarming to Kazazi was that the receipt the agents handed to him did not list the dollar value of his cash.
That's pretty alarming.
I began to worry that they were trying to steal the money for themselves, he said in his court declaration.
Huh.
After being released, Kazazi called his wife and explained what had happened. None of it made sense to either of them, but Leela Kazazi told her husband that it had to be some sort of misunderstanding and that he should continue on his trip and let her and Errol set it sorted out at home.
Ah, oh, jeez.
7 months later, Customs still has the money.
Yeah. But they're not just going to give it back. They want that $60,000.
Yep. The Kazazis have been
caught up. That's real money, not government printed money.
The Kazazis have been caught up in a broader struggle over civil asset forfeiture, a law enforcement practice that allows police to seize and permanently keep cash and other property on the suspicion of wrongdoing. Defenders of the practice, such as Attorney General Jeff Sessions,
it's always government agents that defend it,
say it's a valuable tool for fighting drug cartels and other criminal enterprises in sessions in cases where a criminal conviction is difficult to obtain.
I love this. The same group of people that send soldiers to guard poppy fields in Afghanistan are talking about how they can use civil asset forfeiture to counteract drug gang activity.
Well, I mean, Mark, you're probably
the drug gang.
You're probably too young to remember when there were drug cartels before we squashed them all through the use of civil asset forfeiture.
Yeah. 'Cause
that worked, right?
I think they run Mexico now.
Yeah.
The government can just take everything from you, said Wesley Hotot.
That's a pretty prescient statement. The government certainly can take. The government who can take any one thing from you? A government that can demand one penny from you in taxes? Any organization that can demand one thing from you without a contract, without an agreement, that organization can take anything from you. Because that's an organization of violence.
Hatat is with the Institute for Justice, a civil liberties law firm working to overturn civil forfeiture. People wishing to challenge a civil forfeiture must essentially demonstrate their innocence in court, Hatat said, turning the dictum of innocent until proven guilty on its head. You have to affirmatively show you're not a criminal to get your own money back.
This
Hatat
guy's got receipts. You got to get a day in court, which is going to take years to do, too.
You have to effectively prove a negative.
Right.
It's not possible. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I know we're not going to get any defense of this because we never do. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in. We might be able to squeeze you in here in the final segment. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a story where this family, this guy, had $60,000 taken. He was going to get a vacation property in Albania, where he's from. And just a lot of confusion from the government side. I want to get this story finished up because there's amazing facts in it. And remember, this could happen to anybody. Anybody traveling with cash is subject to having their money taken from them. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, in a car, on a bus, going through an airplane. We got stories for all of that here on Free Talk Live. Johnny Ray, real quick, finish this up if you would.
Federal authorities haul in billions in cash and property from forfeiture every year, a tally that doesn't include additional billions seized in state and local forfeiture actions.
Right. They're in on the action.
The Kazazi family didn't hear anything about their cash or why it was taken until more than a month after it was seized, when Customs finally sent a seizure notice to their home. This is to notify you that Homeland Security Investigations seized the property described below at Cleveland, Ohio on October 24, 2017. $57,000, $57,330 in U.S. currency, the notice states.
Yep.
Enforcement activity indicates that the currency was involved in a smuggling slash drug trafficking slash money laundering operation.
What indicates that? What enforcement activity? Other than we found a bunch of money.
That's it.
That's the extent of their quote-unquote activity.
It's the end of it.
The first thing the Kazazis noticed was that the dollar amount listed was $770 less than the amount that Kazazi said he took with him.
Sounds like Customs and Border Patrol bought lunch for everybody on the staff plus the TSA.
And you know how expensive things are in airports.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
The family said that the cash was all in $100 bills, making it impossible for it to add up to $57,330.
Sure, if you're going to transport that amount of money, you wouldn't do it in 20s.
Hotot said
with a 10.
These types of errors are common in forfeiture cases, and that it's always in the same direction. Government receipts coming up a few hundred or a few thousand dollars short of what defendants say they had. The Kazazis.
I'm sure that the, I mean, you know, where, what other direction is it going to come up short? Or come up otherwise?
Oh, you know what? We dipped in there for the petty cash. We needed some staplers, but now I need to put back what I took out. So, you know what? I'm just going to put in $35. I don't think I spent that much, but
hey,
anyway,
yeah,
that's the situation. That's
can happened. You just hold this case for like 7 months until I get the money together to pay it back?
The Kazazis said they were also flabbergasted by the allegation of smuggling / drug trafficking / money laundering.
Yeah, imagine how this ex-cop feels about being called a drug dealer.
Right. There was no indication of how the officers arrived at that conclusion.
Well, there is an indication. They've got money.
This was the most offensive thing I've ever seen, Harold Kazazi said. They provide no evidence. They list three different things without even saying which one it is. In a statement, a CBP spokesman...
Notice I laugh, and this is terrible.
Right. In a statement, a CBP spokesman said that, pursuant to an administrative search of Mr. Kazazi and his bags, TSA agents discovered artfully concealed U.S. currency.
Yeah, it was wrapped in paper
and labeled,
so that people wouldn't see big bags of cash.
Oh, jeez. Mr. Kazazi provided inconsistent statements regarding the currency, had no verifiable source of income, and possessed evidence of structuring activity.
So a guy who doesn't speak English real well gave inconsistent statements. What a surprise.
Structuring activity, that is, making cash withdrawals of less than $10,000 to avoid reporting requirements.
This is the thing that... that most likely, if they're going to get him on something, they're going to get him on this, because they make it difficult to make transactions, withdrawals of more than $10,000, right? And then they go after you for it if you try to avoid that in some way.
Hattat denies that Rustem Kazazi was trying to conceal the cash.
And I need Americans to understand that if you're going to buy a pickup truck from somebody off of Craigslist for $15,000 and you withdraw $7,000 one week, and then, you know, 3 or 4 days later you withdraw $8,000 and then you go take that $15,000 to buy that pickup truck, you have, you're suspected at that point of committing the felony called structuring.
Right, which means...
I'd say you've committed it. If you did it for the purpose of avoiding that cash transaction report,
right,
then you did do it.
But the government is going to accuse you of smuggling / drug trafficking / money laundering.
All those things.
Yeah.
Hattat denies that Rustem Kazazi was trying to conceal the cash. He had it wrapped in paper, labeled it, and sent it through the scanner in his carry-on bag. The inconsistent statements were a result of Kazazi's poor English language comprehension, Hattat said. Hattat also noted that the structuring allegation was not included in the seizure notice. They've never mentioned structuring before, he said. I think what we're really seeing here is some creative Monday morning quarterbacking by CBP trying to justify the unjustified.
That's how the government does it. The FBI does it. They all do it. Is they'll get a warrant or whatever for something, and then they find something else, and then they'll go for that.
Right.
That's not how it's supposed to work in America. You're supposed to get a warrant specifically describing the things to be searched and the things to be searched for.
The CBP spokesman also noted that there are disclosure statements for traveling internationally with sums of cash greater than $10,000. Failure to declare monetary instruments in amounts more than $10,000 can result in fines or forfeiture and could result in civil and or criminal penalties, he said.
Yeah, but so traveling internationally, but he wasn't traveling internationally. He was traveling from Cleveland to Newark, at which point he would then be traveling internationally, so he had not yet been given the opportunity to declare it.
Hattat said Kazazi was well aware of those requirements and planned to file his disclosure form during his four-hour layover in Newark. The form instructs travelers to file the paperwork, quote, at the time of departure from the United States with the customs officer in charge at any customs port of entry or departure, end quote.
That's insane. I mean, and that makes sense, right? You're leaving the country. You're no longer in the United States. You're about to embark on a trip to another country. That's when you declare it.
Logically, yes.
You don't declare it in Cleveland when you're on your way to New Jersey. Boggles my mind.
If he's going to follow the law on this, he's going to have to do it in Newark on the way out of the country, Hattat said. The CBP seizure notice gave the Kazazis a number of options for proceeding with the case. They could abandon the cash completely.
Which is what they want them to do. They just want the $60,000. That's what thieves want.
Right.
Or they could make an offer in compromise, letting CBP keep a certain percentage of the seized cash if they return the rest.
For what?
What?
For what?
That is outrageous.
Jesus.
That is outrageous. These law enforcement officers expect me to believe that they're paladins of truth and justice when they're going to give back suspected criminals some portion of their money in order to keep the other portion? That's just you being in cahoots. I mean, my God, that's cartelism like I've never heard it before. And whoever made that offer ought to have their freaking hands cut off.
There were also options for challenging the seizure administratively through internal CBP channels or letting the case proceed in federal court. The Kazazis opted for federal court. Earl Kazazi said they are pursuing a court case because they don't trust the internal CBP process.
It sounds like the CBP is full of liars.
Right. They were the ones that seized our money, he said. We wanted another party like the attorney's office to deal with this case. Based on my father's experience, it didn't seem like CBP really wanted to help us out.
Oh, they did want to help you out. They wanted to make sure he didn't have to carry that cash any further.
God. Under federal forfeiture law, the government was required to initiate the forfeiture case within 90 days after the Kazazis responded to the seizure notice. If they failed to initiate a forfeiture case within that window, they would be required to promptly return the money to the claimants. That deadline passed over a month ago on April 17th. CBP has not filed a forfeiture complaint, nor has it returned the money. Harold Kazazi said he has called CBP several times and was told that the case was now with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Ohio and that they had no additional information on it. So this week, the Kazazis filed their own lawsuit demanding the immediate return of their property.
Man, I mean, I would feel like these people have a real good chance at victory, but victory isn't the right word here.
Yeah.
Like, a cut of losses is the best thing you could call this.
Right.
I mean, they've had, can you imagine this is probably this is a great deal of their savings. $60,000 is a lot of money to have saved, and these people are going to get a vacation home, and all their plans have been jammed up over nonsense.
Well, forget all that. Forget, now you're going to federal court. So you have filing fees, you have attorney's costs, you have all that stuff that's going on.
Well, I hope Customs and Border Patrol of the United States government
should be liable.
Yeah, should be have to pay them
every
back for
penny.
All that. But they won't.
Harold Kazazi said the ordeal has affected his father's health and turned their lives upside down. But he said his father's high opinion of the United States hasn't changed.
Yeah.
He's not going to let actions of some employees that made a mistake in their duties change his opinion of the country.
Ain't no patriot like a new patriot, man.
Right.
I mean, you know. I'm sorry, corruption's all over, even in the United States, Mr. Albania. Best to you.
Give him 10 more years.
I really hope the best to you. Free Talk Live. Check us out, freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.